The collision occurred, Greg, at approximately 11:55 p.m. on Saturday night, the 10th of March. It happened in the townland of Bunnymain Bridgend, which is on the main Derry to Bridgend roadway. And I suppose it happened not a great distance away from the Derry border, in the vicinity of people that would know the road. There's a major traffic island in the middle of the road and lighting. So it happened in the vicinity of that particular traffic island. What we do know is that there were two to three persons that were on the actual footpath or the carriageway between Derry and Bridgend. It would be the carriageway as if you were walking from Bridgend towards Derry, and the collision occurred on the right-hand carriageway as you're travelling towards Derry. I suppose the vehicle that was involved in this particular collision, it was a silvery gold Opel Amiga, and I suppose the registration stands out a wee bit as GUI 6060. It was travelling from Derry towards Bridgend, and it was involved in a collision with certainly we know it was involved in a collision with one pedestrian, and sadly Emmett McLennan lost his life as a result of that particular collision. Now, it has been represented to us, Greg, that there was another one of the pedestrians that were there involved in the collision, but at this moment in time that situation has not been confirmed to us, and that particular individual and possibly the other individual that was present at the collision have not come forward or made themselves available to us. There may be reasons why, Greg, but at this moment in time they haven't come forward to us to assist us with our investigations. And I'm certainly generating an appeal to those particular people to come forward and assist us, and they will be able to help greatly in piecing together what may have occurred at the time of the actual collision.
And not putting pressure on anyone, but the fresher these events are in people's minds, and the fresher they can pass on any information they may have, the better, I presume, from a Garda perspective.
Certainly true, Greg. As well as that, we were on patrol in the Bridgend area at the time, in or around the time that this particular collision occurred, and we were on the scene of the collision within 10 seconds of getting the initial call. Now, two people brought this matter to the attention of the patrol car in Bridgend, and I would be appealing to those two people if they would come forward and make their identities known to us so that we can talk to them, and they may well be able to assist us in relation to the pre-incident events before we actually arrived at the scene. That they're very important to us as well.
And anyone who, it's very important for Gardaí as part of the investigation, but also importantly, I think, for family members, because they will want as much information as possible. It's imperative. Like, I noticed someone on social media saying, I just passed these this incident just before it happened. Can't believe a couple of seconds later what happened. Someone like that, they can express whatever they like on social media, but they're the type of people as well that must make sure that they speak to the Gardaí so you can piece things together.
That's correct, Greg. If you look at the circumstances of this particular collision, the pedestrians that were involved in the collision, they would have been on the footway walking along the road for a period of time before this collision occurred. We're happy they were socialising in the Bridgend area prior to the actual collision. So they were walking along the roadway. It's an extremely busy roadway. There's no doubt that there would have been people on the roadway at that particular time, travelling both from Derry to Buncrana, from Buncrana to Derry, that would have actually seen them, seen what their behaviour was prior to the actual collision incident, and they may well be able to assist us and assist in general terms in putting together a picture of what actually happened. And similarly, situation in relation to the movements of the vehicle that was involved in the collision, people may well have seen that vehicle coming out of Derry, seen its movements, and may also be in a position to help us. Now, at the scene, they came a considerable amount of people to the actual scene, Greg, during the course of the investigations. And I suppose, I have to say to your listeners, the situation became hostile. There were people there at that particular scene in the day that tried to interfere in the day with the work of the emergency services and tried to assault people that were there. A totally unsavoury and unacceptable situation at the scene of a significantly serious incident.
But was any of that targeted towards the emergency services, or
yes, it was, Greg. People arrived at the scene in the day, and some of them became very distressed or disturbed in relation to the situation, but at the same time, they became involved in the situation of the day that was unhelpful and unsavoury on the occasion, and was very unhelpful to the emergency services. I'd have to sing the praises of some people that arrived on the scene and provided assistance in relation to CPR, etc., in relation to Emmett while he was in recovery and prior to the arrival of the actual ambulance. And those people in the day, we significantly acknowledge their support and their help on the occasion. As well as that, then I want to express my appreciation to our colleagues in the PSNI. Without their help, after the actual collision, Mr. McLennan's body was taken to AltaGalvin Hospital, and they've been significantly helpful to us in relation to our follow-up investigations.
A man has been arrested, questioned, and released. Is that is a file being prepared for the DPPO? Can you comment to that?
Or? No, there was one male arrested at the scene. I suppose, as well as that, I would also appeal to, there was a passenger in that particular vehicle that was involved in the collision, and at this moment in time, we haven't yet been in a position in the day to speak to or interview that individual. And again, I'm asking for him to come forward to us and to assist us with our investigations. He's a benefit to both parties that were involved in this particular collision, and he's very, very important in the day to our overall investigations. And in relation to the question you asked me, Greg, yes, one male was arrested at the actual scene. He made himself known to us. He made himself available to us. He was arrested. He was interviewed in relation to the circumstances of this particular collision. And he has been released pending the submission of a file to the Director of Public Prosecutions, and hopefully that'll occur in the near future. But nevertheless, there's an awful lot of information out there that people have that can assist us in relation to this particular investigation. We have an incident room set up at Buncrana Garda Station. The telephone number is 074-932-0540, and we certainly would ask anyone that has any information or can assist us in any way, and of course everything that they will share with us will be treated with the strictest of confidence. We would appreciate very much if they would come forward.
And just to reiterate, the people that may have been, presumably your working theory is that there was a group of people walking.
There was initially a small group that were involved in the particular collision situation.
Okay, and a second person is unconfirmed. You can't officially confirm, but anyone, if that person happened to have been struck by the vehicle as well, or anyone that was in that small party, they're very important, as well as the passenger. Then that's
extremely important, okay. Greg. But the other parties that were that came along, there were 20 to 30 people then came along at the scene from different locations, and as I say, they certainly in the day, they may well be able to help us, but they certainly weren't helpful on the night in question in relation to our investigations.
I don't want to take the focus off the appeal, but was that specific, do you believe, to this situation, or we have heard of similar cases of emergency services coming under attack or being abused in this kind of situation at the very last, at least, time you would actually need it? What was the cause of that, or do we know?
Well, we don't actually know at this moment in time, Greg, but certainly there were people that were known to the parties involved in this particular collision, and I suppose whether they felt justified or otherwise, they certainly became involved in a situation the day that was unhelpful to the emergency services that were there. And I certainly would appeal to people that come to the scene of any serious road traffic collision or any other serious incident where the emergency services are there. They're the people that are best tasked to carry out whatever needs to be done at the actual particular scene, and to do their very, very best to preserve, where possible, in the day life at these particular situations.